Due to graphic sexual and adult conversations, including very strong language and other adult subject matter, listener discretion is strongly advised. You see, we at the Mater Radio Network Studios refuse to be held responsible for any such language or adult content you may hear. As they say, you've been warned. And now, we bring you the MaterCast.
Hello everyone, I'm Jerry Mater. This is a new episode of the MaterCast. We have to warn you though, there may be some issues with internet quality on this show, so you may hear some bleed over. If you hear the bleed over, it's because of the internet quality in my house. It has nothing to do with the show itself, so please don't let that stop you from listening to the broadcast. Here is a countdown from 1985. And let me turn it over to Tiffany Milburn.
Go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the MaterCast. I'm your co-host for this evening, Tiffany Milburn. And here is your one and only host of the show, the one and only Jerry Mater.
Thank you. Appreciate that a lot. Hello, everybody. I'm Jerry Mater, and this is the MaterCast. I hope y'all are doing well. We haven't been on the air in a long-ass time, Tiffany.
Yeah, too long.
Too damn long. I can't
believe
it.
Get a little rusty there.
Hey, now. Yeah, we must have hit the record button about 10 times on this show already. And you have to crack up when you do something stupid, because... this makes sense to, I guess. So in this next show, we are going to do a countdown of the year 1985, when I was only, maybe three.
Awesome. I didn't even exist.
And it's it's the actual year that I started listening to the man who actually designed countdowns, in my opinion, Casey Kasem, because I was only three then, but I knew who Casey Kasem was, and I guess they say I used to sit around the radio and listen to Mr. Kasem, so that's pretty cool, though. I could imagine myself doing that. All right, and yeah, we'll talk about Casey throughout the show, because Casey's awesome.
Definitely, the guy's a legend.
Yeah.
He should be, anyway, if he isn't, but I imagine he probably
is. He absolutely is. He's in the radio. He's in the National Radio Hall of Fame too.
Awesome. He deserves to be there. Hell yeah.
He does. And we'll talk for a minute in just a few minutes about that. But what I want to talk about right now is the Blind Republicans group that you host. And I'm going to give the microphone to Tiffany. She's going to tell you about a great group. So listen up, folks. This is good stuff. Tiffany Milburn, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Jerry. So yeah, Blind Republicans, it's a club I started on Clubhouse almost a year ago, it'll be a year in July. And it's a place, honestly, where Republicans and conservatives and just about anybody else that wants to can come in. We talk about policy and, you know, things going on in the news, current events. We stream the Trump rallies. And it was all started because at the time there were a couple of great Republicans clubs that were, you know, active like a weekly, several times a week. But there wasn't any place where blind Republicans could go. And the reason I point that out in particular is because most blind people are Democrats, which is fine, you know, but as a Republican who is blind, I sometimes felt like, well, am I the only one here? But what if there are others? You know, and there should be a group for us, because they, you know, anybody can start a group for a clubhouse and they have clubs for everything else. So I decided to start one up, and we started with about 10 members, and now we've got probably around 140, and we're not the largest club, but we do meet the most regularly every Tuesday at 7 Eastern, and we stream the rallies. So it's a great, great club, and honestly, it doesn't even feel like work, so
right.
I'm proud of it.
It doesn't. It's amazing. I'm part of that group as well. If you want to join us, you can. All you have to do is download Clubhouse onto your phone, and, you know, you just download this sucker onto your phone. And the son of a bitch works every time. And you can get billions of people in a room. I mean, this, you know, and the one thing about it
And Tiffany, I think you'll even agree, it brings a lot of people together from all walks of life.
Definitely, people all over the globe, all over the ideological spectrum. I believe we even had a couple of people in. We had one from Trinidad and Tobago in 1 week. We've had a guy from India, and it's
Yeah.
interesting. So there are groups for
Do you remember that
everything,
guy
and
from
it's
India?
fantastic.
I want to give him a shout.
Yeah,
I think his
I
name
can't
was
remember his name though.
I can't remember it. It's okay though, but I'm gonna call him Crazy Man, because that's what he shows up as. The
That's what his
Crazy
name
Man.
was, the crazy man. He
The
joined
Crazy
the
Man. I
club, so
like
he
that.
might be back.
Oh, I hope he does. Right? And you know what? The thing about the system that they have over there, you'll find people of all different kinds of topics. Maybe your thing isn't so much Republican things. Maybe you like, I don't know, kitchen stuff. And so you go to these rooms and they can teach you everything.
Yeah, there's cooking
And
clubs,
if
sports
you're
clubs, language clubs, everything.
Oh
It's
yeah.
awesome, honestly.
And it really, if you go get this app, you'll find me, I'm known as Hookah Man on there. Because I have a hookah pipe and that's what people know me as, the Hookah Man. And
It suits you.
does. You ready to get this thing started?
Let's do this.
Do this.
Let's do this, motherfucker.
Suddenly, it's 1985.
Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
But she'll be burning in my mind. She keeps
song, right? You gotta admit that was a great song.
That
was Ronnie Millsap. And for those of you who don't know, me and Tiffany both are blind. And she just found out that Ronnie Millsap was blind, huh?
Yeah, I never knew. I know about Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. And I didn't know that he was blind. So that's awesome. Not all of us will cut out to be musicians, but it's great, you know. Blind people in all the professions. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? And, you know, he's also a good DJ. He does DJ sometimes, but right now, I think he had I don't know if he had a stroke or what, but his voice has changed.
Interesting.
He almost sounds like he's drunk whenever he talks now, and it's not him being drunk. It's just, maybe it is, I don't know.
Could be a speech impediment. We never know. It's ponderous.
We don't know. Ponderous. Walking.
Fucking
speaking
ponderous.
Of ponderous. Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you, in 1970, on the 4th of July, one hell of a good show was born. What show was it, Tiff?
The American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. The classic one, folks, not the one that everybody listens to today.
You would love the classics compared to this.
Definitely.
And you know, that man was an activist. That man was a freaking animal rights person. He did voices for cartoons for little kids. He didn't just do radio stuff or TV appearances. He was great. And when he started in radio, they didn't do radio broadcasts like this. They did what they called radio dramas. And if you can hear that, it's probably my furnace. I don't know if they can hear that or not, but anyway. Tiffany, when you, as a 24-year-old, and if you don't mind me saying, when you as a 24-year-old, what do you really think about today's broadcasts versus yesterday's broadcasts?
Oh, man. Besides the fact that most of the music was a hell of a lot better, and it really was. I like with Casey, he just sounds, you know, kind, very easy to listen to. His long-distance dedications that he did, and sometimes before playing a song, he would tell, like, a story to go along with the song. It was either why it was composed or how it was. I love that.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. You really don't. I mean, I'll put it on, listen to it for hours while I'm doing stuff. So.
It's radio these days is all ran by playlists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got all these playlists. You got to play this. You got to play that. Not back in Casey's day. Back in Casey's day, picture this. They had about 12 turntables. They had like 10 big-ass machines that were called cart machines. The cart machines, they had this tape. The tapes they used had one loop in it, and it would loop back when you got done. But if some ass clown decides they don't want to rewind the tape back like you're supposed to, you get toward the end of the commercial, and that's all you get. You got to rewind the tape back. So a lot of times people hated those because they couldn't really make them stop rewinding and you know. They were cool for their time because they could take a recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on one of these little cart tapes. The tape only looked about the size of a, for those of you who are older, you'll know what an 8-track is. I can better describe it to those who are younger as like maybe about the size of a tablet. Maybe a little bit smaller than a tablet. Maybe about the size of half of a tablet. Like a one of those tablets you use. Like an iPad. Maybe half of that. But anyway, and it was like just really cool. And you shove this thing in there and you push the play button. That's how they got their jingles. Well, when Casey was around, they had cart machines, and these cart machines had buttons. So all the time, he would have, on the right-hand side of him, he'd have a control pad. And it would have buttons that were labeled 1, 2, 3, B buttons that went all the way down the pad. And when he wanted to jingle, he'd hit a button and it would play it. So he had to know right when to hit it. Nowadays, we don't do that, do we, Tiff?
Nope.
Nowadays, it does it all by its own self.
All automated. You know what would be perfect if we had the like the way it was in Casey's day, right? Like that quality radio, like the way things were done with today's equipment.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
My God, they do. On the Phoenix. I'm going to tell you about this station I found called the the Phoenix Radio. You can get it on Phoenix 1208 is the skill for Alexa. Oops, did I just set yours up? I'm sorry. If I did, folks, I didn't mean that. We boo-booed. I should have said Lady A, but I didn't. No, it's really nice, and they got a lot of great music. Like the stuff you're hearing now, only they play more of the pop side. And it's okay. A lot of good music from the 70s and 80s back then, you know. A lot of 90s stuff in there, too. And mixture of good stuff. Check it out sometime. Phoenix Radio. Get it on TuneIn. Get it on, I think on... See, tune in. It's got its own app. Lady A, you dumbass. Lady A, fucking idiot. Trying to set people's. But yeah, let's get back into the countdown now.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Right. Let's get it. All right. So we are at number six now. Number seven. And I want to tell you this song. One of my favorite songs because this is Lee Greenwood at his all-time. I mean, he did a great job with God Bless the USA. I love that song.
It's fantastic.
But
song.
On this one, it's called Dixie Road. I think he tells a true story there. I like it. I like it a lot. Actually, it's a pretty good song, and we're gonna do that now for you. This was the number six song. In 1985, this was the year end of 1985, we're talking about that chart, and it came up the charts around number six, and it was a good spot. It's a good spot where it's at, because as you heard, we just got done with Smokey, She Keeps the Home Fire Burning,
it's
and Dixie Road kind of tells
the
story, too.
It really does.
Yep.
It
really does. And I made a mistake and said six. I was supposed to say seven.
Seven.
You know what? That's why I said it. Because it says 6 seconds at the end and I got confused. Yeah, I do that sometimes. Sorry, okay? Not perfect, asshole.
I'm dyslexic, asshole. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can't prove it, but, you know.
Lexic
no
disc?
Shame. No shame.
Lexic disc?
Lexic
anyway.
Exactly.
Setting off set people's off A-lady.
Lexic disc. Right.
So let's get into it now. From 1985, number seven this week, 1985, let's hear Dixie Road. Here's Lee Greenwood.
Seven, 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 seven.
I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of that front porch swing. The moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone to hold you down. Boy, you're glory bound. We can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down a dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
L.A. lights burn like hell. Once you know
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
Every night I'm in a different place, and I search in every stranger's face, trying to find the girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
L.A. lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you
goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road. Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time. LA lights burn like hell. Once you know, you left heaven waiting down a Dixie Road. My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie Road.
Me loving you, you loving me, yeah. There's something about the way we kiss. It's in the stars, baby, we can't miss, no. Before you came along, my heart was down. Then you walked right in and turned my world around. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. Baby, since you came along, my life's turned into a song, yeah. And in your misty eyes I see way beyond eternity, yeah. Special kind of love, it never fades. It just keeps on growing stronger every day. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. The best year of my life is the year that just went by since I met you. The best year of my life is the year that you made all my dreams come true. And you'll always be the one, and every year to come will be the best year of my life. The best year of my life.
Five.
We met on the highway when she flagged me down. Had a flat on her Stingray with nobody around. So I helped her out. She said, climb in. So I ditched my old truck just to see where the party would end. We spent the weekend in Reno in a honeymoon suite. Never saw the casino. Barely took time to eat. I never dreamed she would take me that far. But by Sunday, that lady had taken a hold of my heart. It's a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. I tried to love her without any strength, but a modern day romance has left me some old fashioned pain. Never said goodbye, just a note by the phone. Said thanks for the good times, but it's time to move on. Well, I'm out here walking with my thumb in the air and wondering where she might have gone, why I even care. It's just a modern day romance, a new kind of game, with no time to slow dance in the fast lane. I tried to love her without any strength, but a modern-day romance has left me some old-fashioned pain. It's a modern-day romance, an old-fashioned pain.
tried in my life, you know that means everything.
Gary Morris did one for us there, and that was our number four song. And as you know, we're about to go into number three here in a minute. Before we do that, you know, that song right there made a lot of people feel great. And I like that song too. It's got a good beat. So did the one before it.
I especially love number four. That was just the first time I'd ever heard it. It hits you, dude. I'm telling
it you. It does hit you. It hits you hard as hell.
Even if you're like me, imagine, and you're not a giant softie. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. So, we're going to do a little bit of a book review here. And this one's going to be on Tiffany, because Tiffany's awesome like that. And so, Tiffany was reading a book about a guy. And let me explain who he is first. Name is Sean Spicer. He works for Newsmax. He comes on about 6 o'clock, where he leaves off for, he jumps in for Chris Salcido, who is at 5 o'clock. And Chris is great, but Mr. Spicer is way cool. He actually wrote a book called Briefings, which is
the
really
briefing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm going to turn this over to Tiffany now to let you know about the book and what it's about. Tiffany Milburn, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome. Thank you. So yeah, the briefing, it's about, so Sean Spicer is Trump's former press secretary. He served in that job, I believe, for about, I'd say 7-8 months or so. Don't quote me on it, but somewhere around that mark. And it talks a lot about his involvement, you know, with the president, his time in the White House, his roles, the things he did. And it's really a fascinating story. I enjoyed it. And it's available for our blind folk or anyone that has access to Bookshare. You can find it on there. It's called The Briefing, and it's a wonderful book. And I enjoy, you know, Sean's show and like watching him, and Lindsay Keith and all, you know, those guys.
Lindsay's awesome.
She's awesome, too. And there's, I'm making
hot.
A point to
anyway.
Read all the great conservative books I can. There's a few more
there
I can recommend, but, you know, I'll save it for another time. But, yeah, that was great.
But, you know, this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand us. Because they're not like us. And they should be. Because right now, folks, our country is almost on its deathbed because of these Democratic dickwads. And Rotten Joe and his hoe have to go. All right?
Damn right.
They all need to go. I'm serious. This is, it's getting dangerous. And with Trump, things would have been a lot better. And, you know, I could easily do a top 10 of why Joe Biden should be gone. But I won't do that today. We still got a countdown to do. Okay. At number three this fine year that we're in. We're going to hear. Going to do a song by Dolly Parton. And Kenny Rogers, they had a hit with this one back then, a really big hit. And this one's called Real Love. So let's get back into it.
Three. say that it's such a fine line between giving up and giving in. Ah, but once your heart's been in it, you just can't forget it. It's like nothing that you felt in your life.
That real love, not infatuation. Real love, our heart celebration.
Just holding you so tight and never ever get enough.
We got real love, not infatuation. Real love, our heart celebration. I love you.
You know I love you too.
We got real love, not an imitation. Real love, you're my destination. Baby, you and me, we got everything we need. We got real love. We got real love, not infatuation. Real love, our heart celebration.
Slow it down a little bit with this one. Here is Ronnie Millsap at number two with Lost in the 50s.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still of the night. Hold me, darling, hold me tight. Precious hours, we know
can't survive. But love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we hear. In the still of the night, hold me, darling, hold me tight. Say, shoo, 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 you saw me. So in the 50s tonight.
Stuff by Ronnie Milsap. What a good deal. I love that song, and I hope you do too. That was Ronnie Milsap with Lost in the 50s Tonight, Motherfucker. Yes, it was. And we got this next song coming up. Before I do that, let's talk a little bit more about the... Let's talk, Tiffany, me and you, we, you know, since we're blind, you can really, you know, with today's stuff, you barely ever hear a good jingle or a good, you know, little intro thing, because they don't do them as much.
They really don't, no.
And they need to.
I agree. It's all really automated, and it just doesn't have that same flow to it.
No. No. As our old friend... As tell you the truth, as I think Casey would have said it, it's all gone to fucking hell.
It really has too. And if you listen to, you know, the current top 40, and then go listen to some of the, you know, the classic top 40, it's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. It is a big difference. There's way better stuff in there.
Damn.
And they'll tell you stuff, you know, and it's kind of sad because, you know. Toward the end of his life, he had a hard time, and he didn't, you know, not just a hard time, but his kids had the worst of it. They couldn't even see the man, and I thought that was bullshit.
That's a damn shame. How do you take somebody's kids away from them?
Yeah, how do you do that? And Gene Kasem, you ought to go to hell for that. Fuck hell. You ought to be burned. I'm sorry, but you just don't do something like that to somebody.
Right.
Then you hide his body in an attempt to cover up your elderly abuse, you stupid bitch. Yeah, that's a really good move. Now you're really fucked. Dumbass. They're coming to get you. Anyway.
Right. That's the thing. Karma will sooner or later. I mean, you can't treat people like shit your whole life and expect to live a good, you know, peaceful life. I mean, sooner or later, one way or another, it comes back to bite you in the ass. And if it hasn't,
and it will.
Eventually will. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
God don't like ugly.
Yes, it will. Yeah, God don't like ugly.
Nope.
And she's ugly. Anyway, we're going to continue on. Hope you understand up there in heaven, Casey. I must tell you, my friend, we are kicking ass and taking names and punching people out. Anyway, all right, let's get back to the countdown now. You ready, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready for...
For... Wait for it. Wait for it. And it is.
One.
Did you really just do that, stupid?
Oh, shit.
Hang on.
All right.
That was my
pause button.
I know I screwed that part, but that'll be okay. We can
fix. Select mic host. Select mic alert. So iPhone, your bone conducting headset. Your bone.
Alrighty. I didn't mean that, folks. I'm really sorry. Let's try this again, huh?
A little technology glitch.
Little baby glitch.
Alright, let's do it.
Get the right jingle. Okay. Let's try it one more time, huh? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's
go ahead, Tiffany, because you do it better than me.
All right, guys, are you ready for
one?
I was standing in line at the city bus stop, soaked to the skin from the ever-rain drop. I see you driving by just like a phantom jet, with your arm around some little brunette. You say you won't be home because you're working late. Honey, I'm no fool, you've been out on a date. The lipstick on your collar gives your game away. It's strawberry red and mine. Pink rose, have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Well, I called you up on the telephone. You was playing Haggard and Jones. I knew right then that there was something wrong. There's only one reason you play cheating songs. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. He gave me the strangest look. He said, you ain't got no money cause you're overdrawn. Your man took it all and he's a done gone. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You treat me so bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Ow! So bad, I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart, honey. Can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me.
All right. What a great show this was, and what a great year we just counted down. 1985, folks. That was the country hits of 1985. We just hit number one, and there you have it. The number one hit of 1985 was the Judds and Have Mercy on me. You screwed me so bad, oh, I'm in misery. Good song. Gotta love that.
Right? Good song. Love the piano work, too.
Hell yeah. So, that's Tiffany, awesome. Are you game to come back for another show?
Hell yeah, this is fun.
You know, this is and has been the Mader Cast, along with Tiffany Milburn. I'm Jerry Mader, and we've had a good time, but we got to run because we got to get shit done. So we're going to catch you all on the next podcast. This has been another edition of the Mader Cast. Drew Graham, take us out of here.
All right, here's all the superfluous legal mumbo-jumbo. Jerry Mader owns the copyright to, or at least has a valid license for, the contents and information contained in this podcast with all rights reserved. All podcast downloads are offered for non-commercial and personal use only. And Jerry's a stickler on this one. You may not modify or reuse the contents of the podcast for public or commercial purposes. This includes text, image, audio, video, without prior written permission. Are we clear? I thought so. Questions? Comments? Email Jerry Mader right now. Let him know what you want to know, or hear, or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Unless you piss him off first, anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast. The Madercast at iCloud.com. So why not compose a letter or whatever in the hell they call it now? You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the Madercast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the Madercast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Graham, speaking for Jammin' Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone.